Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't this the life? Champagne drinks. What a beautiful life. Everything a young boy would ever wish for. I'm addicted to the life, blowing hundreds at night, riding in the Benz, getting high than a kite, chain on froze with my wrist on bright. Y'all wanna speak numbers cause I sent that price. Yeah, you better get that right. And if you're talking about work, I can get that right. Bitch scale dreams with a caviar life. Got lost on the grill with a steak on the side. Who would ever think that the ball was gonna rise? Got me feeling like a boss every time the boy fly. Jumping up the jet that they call G5. Got me getting in the rows with the dough suicide. Girls gone wild when I'm jumping in the crowd. With the music turned up and the lights turned down. City on lock when the youngin' come around. Shout it like the pop it where you pick it up.
I'm on my job. No stress, none less, but the best when you roll with me. I work hard all day when I play it straight to the VIP. I'm all about getting this bread. Waking up every morning with no chicks in my bed.
Champagne, my campaign is legendary. Nice clothes, I'm ice cold like February. Necessary for me to get where I gotta go. Chasing a rainbow to find a pot of gold. Remember going from no money to show money. Getting it in my city, rain, sleet, snow, sunny. Nowadays, I'm trying to find me a snow bunny. With a whole lot of knowledge, she ain't no dummy. It's Mr. 106 in crime time. Out here getting it, just trying to define grind. The limelight's mine, and as long as I shine, we the down south version of Emin Royce the 5'9". We be on every radio station. DJs keeping us in heavy rotation. You ain't even gotta really like what we're saying as long as you acknowledge that we done made it.
I'm on my job. No stress, none less, but the best when you roll with me. I work hard all day when I play it straight to the VIP. I'm all about getting this bread. Waking up every morning with no chicks in my bed.
We laughing at these haters who thought young and couldn't make it. Jumping out the bed with the women half naked. Counting up this bread, blowing buzz from Jamaica. Walking in the mall, getting fitted by my tailor. Money on my mind, so everything I do is major. City in shock, like I hit them with a taser. Staying on my job, so I'm getting to this paper. Lounging on top, and these haters can't take it. Great. Weed, wine, and women is what I'm working for. These designer linens you can't get in stores. Next week I'm putting an order in for more. Even if you could get it, it's something you can't afford. It's me and Youngin' and we aim for success. If you don't like how we coming, better say it with your chest. When the day comes, I'm taking my last breath. I'm chasing paper till it ain't nothing left.
I'm on my job. No stress, none less, but the best when you roll with me. I work hard all day when I play it straight to the VIP. I'm all about getting this bread. Waking up every morning with no chicks in my bed.
Yo, it's your boy Young World, reporting to you live on the Nicky Rich Show. It's going down from North Carolina all the way to Cali. Stand up like, oh.
It's Green Light Gang.
Hey, what the business is, huh? It's Frank Benji, and I'm tuned in to the Nicky Rich Show. You know how we do it. I'ma see you, shorty. It's a green light. Everything a go.
The Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, this is what they are with the Academy. One on my earth, no I'm saying, coming out from 706. Here I tune in to Miss Nicky Rich, Blog Talk Radio. You guys tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with them, get rain over. Get with them, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying, you gotta have to rest up on a well. The time y'all tune in, and let's get this thing pop.
Nicky Reed.
Now, the internet. The Nicky Reed Show.
All right. Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. You already know it's the Nikki Rich Show, broadcasting live all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, to L.A., Atlanta, and across the globe. We here feature Fridays. You know, we get it in. We only bring in the best. And tonight, we got some hot guests in the house tonight with us. I want to let everybody know you can call in at 323-580-5749, and you press that 1. That will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And also, you can follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. Again, that's Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. Also, you can add us on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. And so, you know, we are syndicated on 98.2 The Beat in L.A., and we will be heading to L.A. next week. It's going down. We're going to be live, the West Coast Classic, Nikki Rich Show, Primetime Gamers. We putting this on. It's going to be crazy. It's the Madden Tournament, Halo, Black Ops, and we got the live concert with so many special guests and guest appearance. And you also know we got the game hosting the Madden Tournament as well. So it's going to be live. It's going to be crazy. Also, I myself, we're going to California on that Friday. We will be interviewing Evangelist Beverly Broaddus Green. You know her as Snoop Dogg's mom. So we're going to be live at her home, and we're going to be interviewing her, as well as we're going to be at the Trendsetters Barbershop, West Hollywood, live broadcasting, interviewing all the celebrities. And if you don't know about the Trendsetters Barbershop, that's where Flo Rida, T.I. go to get their hair cut, and so many more. We also got Arif's Kitchen. Also, we have Keith Burke. All of them go get their hair cut at Trendsetters, and shout out to Chris Cutts. He's laying it down. Everybody got a chance to check out Chris Cutts on Ricky Lake just last week. But I'm excited about tonight, guys. It's Featured Fridays, and when I say it's Featured Fridays, it's Featured Fridays. We feature the amazing guests out there just moving, grinding, just making things happen. And we are excited about our first guest. Man, he has really, really been putting on for his city. And I got a chance to talk with him just a few minutes ago and prior. With no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Trail Mac. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, what's good? I'm glad to be on the show. What's good,
That's
Nikki?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing all right. You know, I'm just excited to be on the show. Man, I've been trying to get on this show for like 2 years. I remember back then I was like, I got to get on this joint, man. But like I said, it really takes some time to really get to that point. But I'm just happy and blessed to be on here tonight.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, we had to have you on here. I mean, you got a strong movement. When we said you were coming on, I mean, you was getting so much love. Everybody was just showing so much love. I got it on Facebook, Instagram. I don't know about you. If you're not my Instagram friend, y'all can see it's going ham right now.
That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's been a long time coming, but I'm just, you know, grateful for the opportunity, man. Shout out to Q, my partner, for definitely, you know, pushing out there and helping me get
exactly
to the next level.
And major shout out to Q because, I mean, he the one that was putting in work, sending those emails up. I'd be like, we was already on it, though. We was on it, Trail.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, we was already on it. We just had to fit you in because it was, you know, normally we like a month in advance book. We just had to get you in there, you know? It's time now.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about timing. That's really what it was, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, go ahead. I know it's your first time here tonight, so go ahead and let everybody know originally where you're originally from and where you're currently based out of.
Philadelphia. I'm still here in Philadelphia, born and raised. For those that don't know who I am, I'm Terrell Mack, up-and-coming hip-hop recording artist, also a record label owner with my partner, Q The Question, SKE Records, to be exact.
All right, and I heard you say up-and-coming, but really, you already there, honey. You in the game.
Yeah, you know what it is, though? I'm a real humble dude, man, but you know, people are like, yo, Trey, you just way too modest, man. But you know what? I just, like I said before, man, I just feel, like, so good, and I just feel blessed, man. I really don't take nothing for granted. So, but definitely, I feel like, you know, the time is definitely coming. Things are definitely pushing forward way more better than it did when I first initially started, you know, working music professionally in 2007. So it's definitely looking good.
That's real. Now, I'm going to tell you also, you're a handsome guy, because I was like, okay, when I started putting these little photos, I was like, oh, Trail Mac look cute over there. I know you the ladies there, right? I know them ladies be all over you.
Yeah, I mean, they do what they can, though, but, you know, you got to keep up the image as well. You know, that's what the industry is about. You got to have an image. You definitely got to, you know, keep yourself together and be able to, you know, portray the image the best way you can. So I just try to keep it up best way as I can.
That's real. That is real. Now, how did you even get started into the music industry? Was there anybody out there that really inspired you to begin?
Man, I was always a fan of music growing up. I was a huge, huge Tupac fan. That's like one of my favorite rappers ever. And he was a very inspirational person, especially me growing up. I used to listen to him all the time, and I actually felt the music that he was bringing on. So it was like, you know, he definitely inspired me to, you know, he just had me in that zone where I just, you know, had me loving music, had me loving really hip-hop to the fullest extent. As far as me getting in the game, like I said, as me being a fan of music, I was trying to play around with music as a kid, just messing around with it. There's one guy next door named Chase. He's a rapper and songwriter himself. He's done a lot of good things in the industry as well. But, you know, I remember one time I asked him, can you write a verse for me? When I was a kid, man, he brushed me off, man. But we still tight, though, to this day. But I was just a kid just trying to mess around with it, man. But 2007, that's when I really looked at it, was like, man, I really want to pursue career in music because a lot of people were saying, you know, Trey, you sound like you really got something going on, really got something, you definitely should pursue it. So just taking the you know, the voices from, you know, fans and family members telling me that I had a gift, I just started to go hard on it.
Real. And I don't know if you know this, but I think it was like this week or this past. It might have been last week, I think it was. Last week, I think. But you was like one of my, like on my Twitter, well, it was actually on Twitter, period. You were like the top tweet person or the top, you know how they have the trend that they have the stories on? And
yeah.
I know it was due to the store. You were one of the top news trends that's on Twitter as well. So congrats on that as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm grateful for that. Man. I actually, well, this is the second time you telling me. I remember I saw it one time before. Somebody was telling me about it as well. So to even be able to be at a trend like that, again, man, it's definitely a blessing, you know. So I'm just forever grateful about that.
Yeah, because they come up, and you know how it pops up is they go ahead, they have your picture and everything, and they add a little article about you. So I thought that was pretty hot.
Yeah. And that's really what it is. And I think, you know, I could tell something was going on too, man, because I was getting a few followers here and there. I was like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it go. You know how people, they be like, oh, okay, let me jump on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's great. I mean, I know that makes you feel good because it's social. It's global. It's global, so that's pretty hot.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely feel good about it. You know, it's like so many good things is happening. I'm just so excited about music and just my career in general and just people that I'm starting to connect with. And so it's just been, like, so crazy this year. You know, shout out to Q, shout out to the whole SKE team, my manager, mm-hmm. Rob, man, for definitely believing in me and supporting me. So, you know, it's all good, Nikki.
And y'all making noise, too, for real. You're branding, because I see it, and I definitely see that SKE movement.
Yeah.
So that's pretty hot.
Yeah,
we know you got some new music, too. New music we have with us, Dreams of a Winner. Tell us a little bit about that.
Dreams of a Winner, if you don't know, Nikki, I took like a little break in music around, let's say, 2008. So,
okay.
You know, basically this song was like my comeback song, you know, 2012,
exactly.
This year. Basically just telling the people, you know, if you got dreams, never let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely keep pushing. I was telling my fans, listen, I've been through, you know, a struggle, but I'm back now. I'm dreaming of becoming a winner, and that's what I'm pushing to become. And so that's one of them songs for anybody that's gone through that struggle, that had dreams and lost them and trying to get back in touch with them. So this is what it is. Nikki, you there? Hello?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
It's dark time, man. It's time to shine. Yeah.
Oh.
Feel me. I'm gifted. Sometimes it feels like I'm drifting. Anchor to the bottom of the sea, so I won't let go my vision. Lost steps just to go that distance. In between making weird decisions. Real life interrupts in my dreams, like real life don't see my distance. Entertainment has got the limit, and I'm still trying to fly up in it. I don't smoke, but I feel so tempted. Roll it up, homie, let's get lifted. Y'all swear my mind is shifted in a place where I just don't fit in. Just when y'all thought to end it, I showed the world beginning.
It's my time, gonna get my shine. I'ma take my place in front of the line, and I won't stop till I reach the top. You're witnessing the dream of a winner, dream of a winner, dream of a winner. You're witnessing the dream of a winner, dream of a winner, dream of a winner.
Hey,
hey,
yeah, hey. Yo,
you're witnessing
yo,
the dream
yo,
of a winner.
Hey, yo, I look back and I was right there. Dropped it and left it right there. I swear this life don't fight fair. Went Freddy witness to my nightmares. No studio, no mic man. No tour, no hype man. No more music excitement. It's just me and my nightstand. I'm sleeping, dreaming. Till I woke up with that right plan. So no more taking your advices. I know exactly how my life is. So I gripped it up with a tight fist. Confident with my dice is. And y'all can be indecisive. I know exactly where my mic is, yeah.
This is my time, gonna get my shine. I'ma take my place in front of the line, and I won't stop till I reach the top. You're witnessing the dream of a winner.
The magazines that's been showing me love, man. All the producers, the engineers, they're making my shit sound quadruple, quadruple platinum. Yeah, we go straight to the top this time around, man. Look out for us, okay?
Alright. Yeah. Yo, man. They tried to tell me I was falling off. So I had to come back with something quick. Y'all gonna hear me. You know my motto. Inspired by greatness, man.
Nikki Reed.
All right, we are live, Nikki Rich Show with Trail Mac, getting it in. Dreams of a Winner, loving everything about that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We here, you know?
That's what it is. That's what it is. Loving it. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. I see the chat room. You know, we live right here. We live. Charlotte, North Carolina, getting it in. And Philly in the building.
Yep, Philly is definitely here.
How's it going over there? You know, how's it in Philly? I know it's been kind of rough, right? How y'all doing?
I mean, it's cold. It's cold right now. You know, the weather didn't, you know, hit us too bad, you know, where I'm living at, where I'm residing at. But, you know, shout out to all the victims that, you know, that suffered from Hurricane Sandy over there in Jersey. Man, they got hit bad. You know, so my condolences go out to all of them. But, you know, it's just cold here. You know, it's around that time of year when the weather get kind of chilly and you out here trying to bundle up, keep warm. So, but, you know, it's all love, though. You still pushing.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, we're just glad to have you in the building and learn about your projects and everything you got going on. What else can we expect coming up from Trail Mac?
Man, it's a lot. Man, I'm trying to do a little bit of everything. But, you know, I just got to take my time with it. Well, I've done my EP, Inspired by Greatness, that drops September 4th. You can find it on skerecords.com. That's my comeback EP, so y'all check that out when you get a chance. So right now I'm just working on more songs, definitely working on some album material, definitely trying to, you know, perfect my craft each and every time I put the pen down, reaching out to other artists that's outside of my realm, you know, to create a different sound. So that's what I'm really working on. And then pushing, you know, the SKE Records brand, because you know, always got to build the brand up, you know, to take it to the next level. So I'm building myself as a brand and building the SKE Records conglomerate, you know.
That's real. That is real. Now, is there anybody that you want to work with, I would say, coming up in the near future or see yourself working with?
Well, I can see myself working with. I definitely want to work with Ryan Leslie. That's one talented guy, man. I could definitely see myself working with him, man. He's like an extraordinary producer, songwriter. He does a little bit of everything. And, you know, that's the one person I definitely want to work with. Definitely want to work with Kanye West. I remember a lot of people were telling me back in 2007 and 2008 when I dropped my project, what's that, the New Dynasty and the Mac of the Year. They was like, yo, you sound like somebody Kanye West would work with. And they used to tell me that so much, and I actually started to feel where they was coming from. So, you know, shout out to Kanye West, Ryan Leslie. I definitely want to work with those guys. And, you know, the other artists in the game, like, you know, Drake, and definitely want to work with Kendrick Lamar. Definitely want to get the opportunity to work with Meek Mill from Philadelphia, too. You know, hold it down for the city.
Definitely, most definitely. You got to get it in, hold it down for the city. You know, collab with some of those artists as well. And, you know, you're doing your thing right now just by yourself and your team. So continue making that noise in the industry as well now. Also, in case anybody wanted to book you for any events or check out your music, where could they go to?
They go to trailmac.com. That's my home-based website. You got the skerecords.com. That's the label website. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook.com/trailmac. So I'm pretty much everywhere. I'm out there enough where you can easily find me to, you know, to listen to some music or even you know, try to reach out to Q or my manager Rob to book me for shows and stuff like that. So we out here.
Most definitely. And everybody that's tuned in, showing love, you know, I see you guys. We got 323-580-5749. You can call in anytime. Or you can also hit up Phil Mack on Twitter, follow him on Twitter. Yeah, we trying to network here. It's all about networking. And, you know, when you out here on these social sites, I would say use it for your best ability. You know, I see a lot of people saying, oh, can I get these followers? Can I get that or what have you? You know, network. Networking is the key. Make some noise. That's how you're going to continue to move forward.
That's the key. You gotta be social, even online and offline. So you gotta really you gotta be careful of the people you choose to work with and watching your own back. But at the same time, it's really about going out there, networking, meeting new people, seeing how y'all can exchange services to work together, and how you can bring each other into something where though we can make something bigger in the industry and just take it to the next level. And that's what we all about, really bringing people in and trying to build something strong enough so when we go into the industry and this rough industry at that, we have people that we trust, people that we know that's going to have our back through the long run.
That's real. Now, Trail Mac, is there any words that you would like to share with anybody that is just trying to make it out there, that has a dream or just trying to just get their name out there, because a lot of people just want to get their name out there. Any advice that you would like to give to any of the artists or any inspiring people out there that has a dream that's listening in at this moment?
Yeah, it's a lot you could do, and that's really the thing. The key is really believing in your own self, man. That's really the key. You know, in this industry, especially in music, we definitely get discouraged because it just takes so long, and it does take a lot of time because you got to really go through a certain protocol to even make it to, you know, even being able to get to the big people that needs to hear the stuff. But really believe in yourself. Always think positive, laws of attraction. You know, basically just keep on saying that you could do it. Think that. Write it down. Read it, you know, listen, I got this, I'm going to make it one day, it's going to come, so you just got to keep that mindset going. Another important key is having a strong team, building a strong team. I have a great team that I work with, and that's why I'm able to get to certain points in my career. You know, shout out to my team, because I feel like I really couldn't do it without them, because no one person could do it by themselves. You got to have people in all different places to actually help you. So, and that's another thing, too, that's being positive, believing in yourself, and just, you know, continue to build a strong team and just keep moving forward and let nobody shoot you down.
That's real. Now, that is so real.
One more thing.
Uh-huh.
Read. Like, that's another thing, too. A lot of people got to acquire knowledge. You got to read because you got to learn things, and that's for any aspiring artists, anything that you're even trying to do in life, you got to be able to read and find some things that you can apply to what you're trying to do. So that's another key, too. I forgot about that.
That's real. That's what I always say. Research is the best. You know, some mornings I might be on Twitter or something, but I still, you know, watching my little videos at the same time, you know, just learning different techniques in regards to radio or marketing and just all that I do. You know, you got to research. You got to do that.
Right.
It's fundamental, and that's true. It's true.
That's real. That's definitely real.
It is. Now, Trail Mac, you know, we winding things down here right now. But before you go, you know, we always ask our guests, if they don't mind, shouting out the Nicki Rich Show, letting everybody know who you are, and shout us out, and we'll display it in our future shows.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Hey, yo, what's good, people? This is your boy, Trail Mac, coming live from Philadelphia. And I want to give a big shout out to the Nicki Rich Show. Holla at your boy.
That's what it is. Thank you so much. Thank you. And we have had a blast having you on tonight. We getting it in, right?
Yes, 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 indeed. I definitely appreciate you having me on again, y'all. I'm definitely blessed.
Most definitely. And we hope you can hold on and check out the rest of the show. We have some amazing guests that's coming through.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to be on. I'm definitely going to be checking it out.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Everybody, you were just listening to Philadelphia's own Trail Mac. Yes, he's been featured, the source, as well as, you know, he was one of Twitter's top featured as well, but I would say two or three times. So be sure and check him out on Twitter, at him at Trail Mac, along with myself at Miss Nikki Rich. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're getting geared up for our special guest, V Mays, in the building. Y'all keep it locked and keep it rocking with the Nikki Rich Show.
You know you're sexy too. I like your attitude. I ain't even mad at you. Girl, you're still my boo. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Butter Love himself, RL one third of NXT. You know what it is. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. Butter, baby.
Hey, yo, this is Method Man, and you're checking out the Nikki Rich Show. Why? Because Nikki's fucking rich.
Are you tired of those whack-ass radio stations that claim to be fiber and shit? Well, break your knob off on 98.2 The Break.
Hey, yo.
Keep bringing that,
Shout outs to the Nikki Rich Show, one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and cause she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You all right? You already know. Let's get
nigga X about me, nigga X about me, nigga X about me, nigga X about me. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. Nigga X, nigga X about me, nigga X, nigga X about me. I'm a hustler.
This for all my niggas that are going through the struggle, that's on the grind. All my niggas that ever had the hustle to get out of dollar, this for y'all, man. Personality change, man. The kid Cassidy.
I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. I got the product, narcotics for the customers, homie. Fiends open, they be smoking like a muffler, homie. Niggas phony, so I only got a couple of homies.
If you a hustler,
I could fuck with your homie. You spend a couple bucks, I stay in touch with your homie.
I get money,
I get 20 a day. I got 20 strips, all doing 20 a day. Hey, I get kicked from buds to haze, I'm making dubs. They hating cuz I'm on the grind like I'm making love. When cops got the block hot like Jamaican club. Cop wait for a drought and then make it flood. Try to take my cake, you gon' take a slug. But you can take my information if you take a drug. Cuz I could sell rage to a bug. I'm a hustler, I could sell salt to a slug. Cuz
I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. Nigga X, nigga X, help me. Nigga X, nigga X, help me. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler, homie. Nigga X, nigga X, help me. Nigga X.
All right, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station. We got our special guest in the building, but we got another treat for you real quick. We're going to punch him in right quick. We're going to go to 661. You on the air. Let everybody know who you are and what's going on.
What's good with you, Nikki Rich? This your boy, Cali Real from Young Money. YMC is in the building. YMCMB, we doing it. I had to come through and show my girl some love. What's going on with you, baby?
Hey, welcome to the What's
thank
going
you,
on?
Thank you. Oh, nothing. I'm out here. I'm at the studio right now, so I'm getting it in. But I saw your tweet. I had to come through and show you some love. You know, I'm out here making this music. I'm on the West Coast. So,
oh yeah,
you know.
And you know we got the West Coast deep tonight. We got a special guest coming up right at this moment. We got V Mays coming up, so you know we got to show love the West Coast. We're gonna be out there, you know. We're gonna be with you next week, live.
Right. Yep, live. I'll be there too. Yep. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's going down. You know.
That's what's up. Yeah. Shoot.
Now, in case anybody want to follow you on Twitter, go ahead and shoot that out.
you can follow me on Twitter at Cali Real. That's K A L I R-E-A-L, and I do follow back, and I do give out shout-outs. So if you want a shout-out, just mention me, and I will give you the dopest shout-out you ever had. All right, it's your boy, Cali Real. We on the Nicki Rich Show. Shout-out to Nicki Rich and this show. Let's go, baby. West Coast, we in the house.
Let's get it. Thank you so, so much. All right. Right now, guys, I told you we're keeping it rocking. You never know who's calling in. We have our special guest in the house. And with no further ado, like we're going to welcome him. Y'all, I'm telling you, he has a movement, a very strong movement. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, V. Mays. Welcome.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good. Getting it in. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Getting ready to go see Kobe play, so can't be too bad right now.
Kobe, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm from Sacramento, but I'm a Lakers fan, man. They hate that out here in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. You're a Lakers fan. See, I ain't keen on the Lakers. No.
Hey, we're struggling right now, but we're going to be good.
Oh, yeah. I hear y'all got some big news today. Somebody got...
Yeah, Mike Brown got fired today. Yeah. I think it was pretty premature, but, I mean, business is business. You got to keep the fans happy.
That's real. Well, we're glad to have you here tonight, V. Mays, in the building. Now, you've really been making some noise, V. Mays. I mean, congratulations. What does it feel like being a part of, you know, being Jamie Foxx artist? I mean, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's been cool. Like, I've been doing music for about 5 years now, and to be signed with somebody of that stature is huge for me, and I'm all about working and progressing in my craft. So for him to believe in me and sign me and believe in my music and my artistry is like just a huge thing for me. So it also comes with a lot of expectation. Like, he doesn't put out no trash stuff, period, when it comes to music, movies, anything like that. So the project I'm working on, Alcoholics Anonymous, right now is I think it's going to be a classic for the West Coast, and for it's like a breath of fresh air for me to, like, for everybody to hear me, and it's not your typical West Coast music, or, you know what I'm saying, like, you wouldn't hear me and just know that that's just West Coast music. It's just, I think it's for everybody. I'm a rock fan, so I'm a pop fan, I'm an R&B fan.
I am too, honey.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I try to mix in a little everything for, not just for everybody to like, but that's what I like. So I'm hoping that's what everybody else would like too.
That is so real. That's hot. And you just recently signed too, October of 2012.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty hot. Debuting the EP Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, that's pretty.
Yes, Alcoholics Anonymous.
That's real right there. You making some noise.
I'm trying to, like, we're shooting about five. We got three done right now, three videos. We're shooting for five or six, and then hoping to get a nice little DJ to host it and just put it out and see what kind of feedback we get.
That's real. Now, I mean, you know, I'm a part of coalitions. I'm a part of several different DJ coalitions. You know, I got to shout out my foot DJ. So if you need a DJ, you know,
hit me up. We might have to. Off air, we might have to chop it up about some, and then, come up with something big for the people.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, we also have the conference calls as well that we do with the artists, you know, with all the DJs.
That's something we can sit down and work out.
Most definitely. You know how we do it. Yeah, just let me know. We'll get it in.
I will.
Yeah, and I do want to let everybody know, also, you have opened up for so many people, I mean, and amazing people as well, the game, you know, at the Fresno Fair, as well as so many people that, you know, it's been amazing. And you also, you know, tell us a little bit about the Fresh Boys, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
I can't hear you. What'd you say? A little bit about what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You said tell you a little bit about what?
The Fresh Boys at Fresno Club, bro.
Oh, no. Those are a group of young artists that I was working with in Fresno, because I went to Fresno State, graduated from Fresno State. So
okay.
I work with a lot of up-and-coming artists from out of that way, too, and they're a band who's multi-talented. I started working with them when they were around 18, 19 years old, and they're great up and coming. They have their lead keyboardist. His name is KP, and he's an awesome. He can sing, write, play the keyboard. So they've helped me as far as when it comes to tracks, and then when we do live shows. I like doing live shows with bands, so they're a really good group, and I like working with them.
That's hot. And you also, you won the Source Magazine Unsigned Hype West Coast Tour. Now that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was about 2 years ago we did the Source Magazine. And I was just doing it because somebody had told me about it. I didn't hear about it. I don't like entering in competitions. I just like working on my music and letting people hear it. But they were just like, let's go out to San Francisco and try to do this thing. I ended up winning it and got sent out to Dallas and was there for the music conference. And it was a pretty big thing for me. And just kickstarted a lot of stuff with people wanting to network with me in different states and doing music and getting to know other artists and stuff. And it was a good experience for me.
And you also was a finalist in the Def Jam Megastar Finals in San Francisco. I mean, you really was getting it in.
I had to. Like, getting out of college, I had no choice if I wanted to do music. I didn't really have nobody with me. I had my DJ and then, of course, my SWAT team music fam. But that was really it. And I was grinding by myself. I didn't have no manager. I was just going out there blind, trying to do everything I could just to get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, before Shakur passed away, he was one of the main judges there. And one thing I always remember is he said, I don't know why you're not huge yet after I performed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest, like, credits I take with me, because if somebody of that stature to say, why are you not signed yet, then that means I'm doing that let me know young in my career that I was doing the right thing.
That's real. That is so real. Well, I'm telling you, we got the live going crazy. Everybody that's tuned in right now, shout out to all the listeners on the phone lines, chat room, and on 98 to the Beat College Underground Radio. You can call in at 323-580-5749. If you press 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest right now, B. Maze, in the house, letting us know the deal, what's going on. we're live right now. All right. Now, what else are you currently working on at this moment, B. Maze?
Well, right now it's all about just tightening up some stuff on Alcoholics Anonymous, which is going to be my first big we're calling it a mixtape, but it's more like an album because I have a lot of original songs on there. And just shout out to Dim Joints, who produced most of the album. He wrote Cockiness for Rihanna. He did Brandy's new single with Chris Brown, so he's doing a lot of stuff. Another shout out to Kevin McCall. Everybody knows him. I have a track with him on there. Candice Pillay, who's blowing up on the West Coast right now. So shout out to them. That's really what I'm doing, is just tightening everything up with the mixtape and getting these videos done and getting ready to release it soon.
Be viral. That's what I'm talking about. You got to get it in. Sometimes you got to tighten it up. You got
to
tighten it up, get it ready, and let it loose.
I listen to it, like, my whole thing, like, 2 to 3 times a day just to make sure, like, everything sounds how I want it to sound and,
exactly.
and feeling everybody gets to, because when they hear Alcoholics Anonymous, I think most people are going to think that it's going to be something funny or, you know what I'm saying, something too serious, but it's not. It's just, like, the ups and downs about, you know what I'm saying, partying and drinking and, I think it's a wonderful put together project.
That's real. Now everything out here, you know, I love me some Jamie Foxx. Y'all always try to keep alcohol in it, you know, blame it on the alcohol. Everything with alcohol. Now you're trying to get in the anonymous.
Hey, his favorite song on the project is. I have a song with Candace Fillet called Piss Him Off, which was going to be the lead single. We're actually shooting the video at the Palms in Vegas at the end of this month, which is going to be huge for me. But I was at his house recording the song, and he wasn't there, so we finished it. We left it out for him to hear, and... I come back and all I hear is the song bumping for about 20 minutes. And I came downstairs and he's just walking around the house, like singing in Candace Pillay's voice. He's like, I'm too drunk. And I just started dying. But then he was just like, we tightened up a couple things on the song. And then he was like, that should be the first thing that she put out. So after we shoot the video and after we get everything finalized, and that's going to be the first thing that we put out along with the video.
That's real. Well, I see we got some callers in the line, so we're going to go to the phone lines right now. You mind taking a couple of calls?
Oh, no problem.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. Everybody, you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Right now, we're going to 559. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Young Money, calling from Fresno, California.
What's going on?
Oh, man, I have some questions for V-Made.
Oh.
Hello? Yeah. I was wondering, man, you know what I mean? I'm a young artist. I'm a young MC coming up. My collective is NYOB, Mind Your Business, Boys, and everything like that. What I want to know is, you know, shout out to the Josie Boys, too. That's my group. I mess with them. But I wanted to know, when you're starting off young in the beginning of your career, like what inspired you to do what you wanted to do? Like, what made you, you know what I'm saying, what helped you do what you wanted to do?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Shout out Fresno. All day. Man, one thing was I had a daughter. And before I had a daughter, I had a dream, and that was just to move people by my music. And in this game, there's going to be a lot of people that try to shut you down because everybody tries to do music or everybody tries to rap. And that's something that you can't even listen to. You know what I'm saying? If you have a dream, you have a goal, you have a vision, put that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have a lot of people. And I'm really starting to see this now. You might have people that's close to you that doesn't want to see you shine. And
exactly.
That's one of the most horrible feelings. But at the same time, you can use that as motivation. Like, nobody, like, one of my favorite songs right now is Rick Ross's Can't Hold Me Back. Like, when that comes on, I don't care if you're pulling up. Well, you shouldn't be listening to church. But, that's everything right there. Like, no matter what anybody does, nobody can hold you back. And that's like, that's the mindset that I'm going with right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no waiting unless you, you know, like, I mean, we always want you, you know, to take your time with your music. Make sure it's good quality music. But, you know, when people saying, telling you you should wait on putting something out, you know, you have to kind of really look at that, you know?
Right. Well, also, one more thing, like, do not stop, because you're going to get, in this game, you're going to get frustrated, you're gonna feel like you want to quit, like nobody's listening to your music, man. That if it was easy, like it's so cliche, but if it was easy, everybody would be successful and rich and prosperous. They're not, because a lot of people quit, and that's one thing that you can do. Believe in yourself, and then surround yourself with people that are gonna be honest with you. Like if everybody's saying your stuff is hot, and that's the people that's always around you, they're probably around you because they just want to stay around you. You need the people that's going to tell you, hey, you might want to go back, do that. That line's not hot. That song's not that hot. Like, try again. That's the kind of criticism you want to get. You don't want a lot of yes men around you.
Right.
That's real. That is real. Well, we thank you for calling in, caller.
Thank you, Young Money.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, and you know, I agree with what you are saying. You know, you don't need nobody around you just saying, "Oh, you." I mean, you know, your friends are gonna support you anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, not all the time, but you know, they're mostly gonna be like, "Oh yeah, your music is hot," when it might be okay, you know. But you do need those people that to tell you, okay, you can work on this and. You know, I do it all the time. Like, people ask me for feedback, and I give the feedback to them, and I think some people don't be ready, and they think I'm just going to be like, okay, your music was hot. No. And then they be like, okay, but you still put out the same thing that you needed criticism on. That's on you, you know. I give you the feedback. And
as an artist, you're supposed to be open for all that. You're supposed
exactly.
to be open because that helps you grow. If everybody's telling you you're hot, you're going to stay in that same little box that you're in, making that same little music for that same little crowd of people, and you'll never grow. And
exactly.
I
and I'm
going to
give
of,
you
I
a
take all kinds of feedback.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a prime example. Okay, you know, a lot of people always say, you know, like Kanye and Lil Wayne and so many people, you know, they be like, they, you know, kind of hate, I would say. Well, you got to look at how long they've been in the game. First
yeah.
of all, Kanye, he's been in the game since, what, he's 15? If you go back and do your research on these people, you would know how long. Look at Lil Wayne. I mean, he was little. He was like
yeah.
nine. I mean, and look, how old is he now? Like 26, 29, something? I mean, come
yeah.
on. Look at how many years it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he was hot, but he wasn't always at the level that he was now. So
yeah.
that goes to show you, you know, how long you got to keep striving. You know, look at how long these people, even with Jay-Z, he has been, boy, he was in there for two decades, you know,
mm-hmm.
like from
yeah.
back in the day. You know,
yeah.
so you got to look at when they started. Like, these people have been in for decades, many decades.
Even 2 Chainz is another good example because he was trying to
yeah.
he was signed to DPP. Yeah. He was signed to DPP for a minute and nothing ever happened. And he could have easily just been like, I give up. But he didn't.
Exactly.
And he persevered. And that's like a huge thing.
Yeah. That is
so true. And he is an example. Because I remember
doing in the performance in the South and, you know, in Atlanta, just going back and forth, South Carolina, North Carolina, and just doing it.
Hello?
And really getting it in, you know?
Yeah, it was like you were cutting out. I could have barely hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was saying that it was at another 2 Chainz, you know, been getting it in. So he was up in North Carolina, South Carolina, just really, really making that happen in the South, you know?
Yeah.
He was getting it in.
And networking and connecting with all
know,
the right people.
And I'm just so, and you, and when you look at these artists and see where they came from, you be like, oh, you're so proud, you know? You,
yeah,
like,
that's like motivation for you to be like, I can
you
do this.
You feel motivated.
As an artist, you'd be like, I feel like I can do the same thing.
Yeah.
I have to go through the same struggle that the other people went through if I want to be that big. So.
Mhm. They inspire you because you know where they started. You know where they came from. Because, yeah. like I said, it's not easy at all. It's not easy, but you got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. Some people, they have it easier than others. They might get on quicker. And
but they
don't
last
long. It's not necessarily that you have to be signed to anybody's label because, like I was telling the artist last night, you know, a lot of people want to go out here and get a deal. Everything is a deal. But like I told the artist, you are the deal. They want to.
Yeah.
They want you. They want to come to you, not
they
you
need
stop
you.
To them.
They need you as an artist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You the gift right there. You're going to bring in the money. Oh, that's money right there.
For real. And you gotta be a smart business person, too. Can't just be an artist.
Because, yeah, and that's the thing I definitely want to touch on, too, because, you know, a lot of artists, we get out here and you know, as far as your copyrights and your trademarks and your publishing, you get mixed up on how they can help you. You know, some don't even really know, but if you don't know, you have to go back. And if you don't understand it, you have to keep reading, because you need to know what the difference is and how each benefits you. You know, one can help you one way and the other can help you another way. When if you don't have one, you know, it might not be nothing wrong with not having one, but you know, you got to know what each does and how it can help you, how you can get paid for your royalties and
not just letting them get paid off of you.
Yeah, because guess what? Even though you know, a lot of people be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm registered under BMI. Okay, so how is it? Okay, what is they doing for you? What do you understand about the game on how it's going to help you being registered? And, you know, what you also got to know that some of these publishing companies, you know, yes, they can pay you to perform and stuff, but you got to know that they also take a percentage that can end up winding you with nothing.
Yep.
So you got to do your research on that one. Believe it. Yes, it happens, because this happens to some stars I know, some Grammy Award-winning stars, and they end up with a royalty check with less than.
I said it happened to some people I know, too. So.
Yes, and that's what you have to be careful. You have to do your research and know what you're getting into, because basically just the music industry in itself is an easy concept. You know, it's pretty much the easy concept, business. Get your stuff in order, copywritten, get it out, you know, it's yours, get it all legalized, everything. But the thing about this business is greed, and it's money.
Yeah.
You know, so people are out to get what they can get, and you have to be careful. That's the thing. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
You got to be careful. It's all about that money, you know? So it's a lot, you know. So you just really have to be careful out here in this game. Do your research. It's the key. I mean, and like I said, it's an easy concept, but you got to have your mind right. You got to have your legal documents,
right.
your attorneys, your accountant. If you don't have those, guess what?
My lawyer makes sure I don't sign nothing. He said if you get any emails, papers, anything, make sure they go straight to me. So I make sure I'm covered.
Exactly. Well, Z-Maze, you know, we just been having a blast chopping it up, getting that knowledge tonight, right?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said we've been chopping it up tonight, getting that knowledge.
Oh, man, you're fading out.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I said we've been getting that knowledge with Z-Maze tonight, right?
Already. You
That's
got
what
to.
I'm talking about.
It's,
we're just
it's
glad
about
to
music,
have you
but it's
in
also
here
about business.
Tonight. Yeah. Now, in case they wanted to book you for any events, how can they do that? Where can they contact you?
My Twitter is at VMayz, which is at VMayz. My email is ITSVMayz. It's VMayz at gmail.com.
Okay.
And
now,
I will be making sure I send
also,
you new music and new videos when we get everything finished.
That's real. Well, everybody, you know, we're going to be checking out that new music.
Thank you. Most I appreciate definitely. The opportunity.
And go ahead and shout me out at the Lakers game. We're like, tell everybody, say hey.
Only if we win.
All right. Have fun.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, everybody just listening to VMayz getting it in right now, live on the Nikki Rich Show. I see these lives crazy. I'm going to have to put this on Instagram. It is crazy right now. These lives going ham. But we can get up for our next guest, HBK's Skipper in the building right now. And we're going to go take a quick break. We're going to check out these phone lines, see who is in the building right now, and we're going to go to Tragic, Short Days and Long Nights. This is off my very first mixtape, Rich Certified, and it's also featuring Trick Daddy.
Yo, this is 305 Mayor Trick Daddy Dollars, representing that MIA. And when I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'll be locked into my homegirl, Nikki Rich, and you're now tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. Rich Show.
Never see, so guess what? I ain't never sleep.
Right.
I've been up for a week. All I do is run these streets.
Right.
Head dollar count, so I'm on my paper route. Man on a million, man. I'm paying
man.
Large amounts. Late night in the studio, dropping classes.
Right.
We got that sound, man. We killing soakers by the masses. Day and night, catching flight. Out here paying dues.
Paying
on the grind, trying to shine. You snooze, you lose. I'll be up with your roosters early chasing bread.
Right.
The only time I close my ass is when I'm getting head.
Right.
I'm talking
dumb, and everything she do for attention. Only you a pimp, so you ask her permission.
see, I tell her, bro, get in your position. And when she earn a dollar, she be giving me commission.
Check game.
And I ain't even pippin', but she recognize a guy. Homie, this is how I'm living.
Double trade.
Keep her hair and nails done like a goddess.
Yeah.
Tell a lie,
but a woman keep her honest. Double trade.
Got her nails done.
Check.
Got her hair fixed.
Check.
She a spinster.
Check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn her
what?
To a housewife.
No.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Game.
Got her nails done.
Check.
Got her hair fixed.
Check.
She a spinster.
Check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn her
what?
To a housewife.
No.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Game.
Keep it true to the game. It's the cold world.
Yeah.
If it ain't got a ring on it, that ain't your girl.
Know that.
And she know what she can get away with. And sometimes you gotta check her, cause you know she like that rough shit. Podcast, get it grilled. If you ain't down the ride, see her go and get the permit. That's word to my homies in the bay. She rolled up my and I took it to the bay. Nice frame, cute feet, all natural. Mine ain't too sweet and break though. I could tell honey down by the combo. Grind up a daily struggle with the motto. She know you a simp, son, very sideshow. But she a down there, not a sideshow. Thick thighs, nice eyes, keep it all tight. Playing square to the left, honey, all right. Got a nail done, got a hair fixed, need a spinster, just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn her
what?
To a housewife,
no.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Game.
Got a nail done,
check.
Got a hair fixed, need a spinster, just to make a flip.
Check.
What up, what up? It's your boy Ed Brook, Chicago's own ace in the hole, Sonny Roseland, tuning in to the Nicky Rich Show. Who does it better? Nobody. Honey.
Nicky Rich of the Nicky Rich Show.
Yeah. It's your boy, Tina, going live. You know what I'm saying? With my girl, Nicky Rich of the Nicky Rich Show. Yeah, we bossing at a whole other scale this year.
Much love. Major shout. So many people tuned in worldwide that's listening as we speak.
Check this out. It's your boy, Warren G. And I'm doing it big right now on the Nicky Rich Show. If you don't know about it, now you know.
You
got the door.
Yeah, thank you. Radio station on the planet. We live.
Thank you.
Warren
LBC, thank you. And Nicky Rick, thank you.
I'm ready to be a baby. It's my season from the UK. Presenting the Nicky Rich Show. Right to you with Dave.
Wow!
It's the Nicky Rich Show. It's the Nicky Rich Show. 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, with the flip, yo. Bringing all the latest vibes. The hottest stars. We drop the hardest bars. Check us out on NickyRich.com. You can call 323-580-5749. Station is and make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicky Rich Show. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicky Rich Show.
7:30 to 9:30, the Nicky Rich Show. All right, you're rocking with the Nicky Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We live from North Carolina all the way to L.A., Atlanta, and across the globe, syndicated on 98 to the VLA. And we also on College Underground Radio out of Atlanta, getting it in 24/7, you can check us out. And you can also log on to NickyRichShow.com, the official website. You can check out all our past guests that have been in the building. We're getting geared up for our next guest in the house. It's going down, y'all. We are live. We went all the way to the West Coast. Right now, we are live with HBK Skipper in the building. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show.
Yo, what's good, Miss Nicky?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, man, just on the grind. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, man. We're glad to have you in the building.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you and let everybody know where you're currently based out of and where you're originally from.
Okay. My name is I'm HBK Skipper. Out of that HBK gang, Bay Area representatives, Richmond, California, to be exact. You might know me from the Love Ranch record, the Beat the Pussy Up record, or I'm sorry, I don't know if I can say explicitly like that. But
you
can
go
record,
ahead.
Okay, yeah, the Love Ranch Up record, as well as HBK gang, Swag Gang, and as well as other records. But we most noted for the Up record.
That's real. That's a record right there, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Most definitely. Now, y'all been getting it in. You've been having that movement and the Bay Area. I mean, what is everybody saying about HBK Skipper?
Man, it's, right now everything's just turning up. Everything's falling into place.
Mm-hmm.
We made a pretty big name for ourselves out here in the Bay Area, getting features with a lot of the local artists like E-40, Too Short, Filthy Rich, a lot of the well known legends out here, as well as getting notarized in LA. He did some records with Problem. Also recently, my man I Am Sue, he just did a record with Wiz Khalifa on his Cabin Fever 2 mixtape. Just turning up basically. Everybody's we finally got some eyes on us. After a long time coming.
That's real. And I do want to say congratulations to you because I know you have it coming up on the Love & Hip Hop, the new season of Love & Hip Hop New York. They will be displaying your music. So that's
shout out to VH1. Shout out to Lofi, shout out to Mona Scott, shout out to the folks over at Love & Hip Hop. I did the theme song for the new season of Love & Hip Hop New York. So, yeah, shout out to them. It's a blessing.
That is huge because, I mean, you could turn that episode on every time and what they're going to play.
That's
real.
That's all right. Exactly. It's a blessing.
Yes, and that's another thing we always tell the artists, you know, you can push for more, you know, reach for the stars, there is no limits on anything.
Exactly.
And just to get your music on a series, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And you're going to go from a series and then you're going to keep going. To
exactly.
Movies and so forth. It's
hopefully
just
so. That's the plan. That's the plan. The grind don't stop. Yeah, keep moving forward. Take everything to the top.
That's real. That is so real. Well, we are excited about your movement and everything you got going on, you know. And we always, like to bring the artists out there that's really, really grinding, you know, just making noise. And you can tell, you know, and so many people, even when I was promoting that you're coming on, so many people were showing love, and that's real.
Yeah, and I appreciate all the support and all the fans, everybody that's down for me and me and my guys. You know, just it's love. It's a blessing.
That's real. Now, do you have, are you going to be going on any tours or have any concerts coming up?
As far as tours, no. Right now, I'm working on my follow up project to my debut mixtape. It's called Wet 2. Wet 1 is available on iTunes right now. You can get that. I'm just working on a follow up of that Wet 2. Looking for about a late January release. So I'm just in grind mode for that right now, just working on new music for that. Just finished up the HBK Gang tape that's coming out in the next couple months as well. So yeah, just been grinding, doing a lot of recording, doing a lot of networking, stuff like that. So just putting everything
in motion.
That's
how you gotta do it.
Absolutely.
You gotta do it.
We got the wet freestyle here on the Nikki Rich Show. We're gonna go ahead and play that. And you know, we ready. We getting it in tonight. We live. So many people tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show. Shout out to everybody showing love.
Shout out to everybody.
I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. Fucking if I know she got a cash up. Got your girl going wild, she smell my cologne. Once I hit her with the dick, can't leave me alone. With a man in the round, she hitting my phone. Every time I come around, she ready to phone. Heartbreaking, can't help it, it's a way of life. Give her pipe and kick her out so she can't stay tonight. Now boyfriend, Mackie, he can't hit it right. Maybe she'll stay if you learn how to lick it right. I'm trying to chill tonight, baby, what you feeling like? Got drank, I might need to pop a pill tonight. Give a little, take a little, make a deal tonight. It's use my hands, but I'm trying to cop a feel tonight. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it, man, I can't lie. Give it up, be my boy, and then watch the paint dry. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. These niggas thinking I'm gonna last long. Even though I show my ass on the last song, I get my smash on whether it's spitting or sticking. You can't take the heat to get your ass out of the kitchen. You niggas cliche, me and my people is different. You can't get a date, all my girls ready and willing. I'm about handling business, I've been filling prescriptions. Certain vitamin D, I should whip when you miss it. Your bitch blowing me kisses, tell me shit out of Richmond. I like my bitches clean, no back and forth to the clinic. Let your girl free, let her choose up on the winner. Put the Z up on her mind, bet she never forget it. All my friends are suspicious, got her ready to get it. Screw your face like a lemon, never playing the victim. Yes, sir, I'm the best you ever had. I'm a bad motherfucker, why you think you call me dad, huh?
With the Nikki Rich Show, we are live here with none other than HBK. Welcome. What's going on?
Yeah. Actually, that song that you just played, that wasn't the Wet Freestyle.
Hard in the paint.
Yeah, that was Hard in the Paint off Wet One on iTunes right now. Go get that.
Yeah, that's Hard in the Paint. I just realized that. I was like,
It's all good.
Yeah. It's all good, but that song goes hard in the paint for real.
I appreciate that.
Most definitely. Yes. And, you know, and shout out to the producer, man. I mean, he was going in.
Thank you, man. Shout out to Pilo. HBK Pilo did the producing on that track.
Oh, yeah. He was going in on that. And I'm going to tell you right now, my social media is going ham with you right now. I see my Facebook, my Twitter. I got two pages up right now going crazy.
Oh, man.
Everybody's showing love. Shout out to the super producer. And he's showing love. Everybody that's showing love to you right now. Now, also, what else are you currently working on that you would like to share with everybody that's listening in?
As far as music or just what I'm doing?
Music, any upcoming projects?
Yeah, just working on Wet 2 right now, doing all the recording for that. Like I said, we just finished up the HBK tape, and so I'm just locked in on Wet 2. So all my focus and attention is on that right now and doing shows here and there, you know. Spreading the word, continuing to turn up.
And you said continue to turn up. That's what I'm talking
absolutely,
about.
Absolutely.
Now, when you coming over here to the East Coast, you know?
Man, hopefully soon, place? Man. I want to get out there as soon as I can, ASAP. ASAP. I never been to the East Coast. I haven't really left the West Coast, really, ever.
Wow.
So I've been, yeah, so I wanna be able
well,
to,
ain't the only one.
Be able to, yeah. Hopefully, thanks to this whole music thing, I'll be able to travel more.
That's real.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you, you know I got my event coming up next week. You definitely got to come out there and bring your friends as well.
Okay, where's that?
We're going to be at the Proud Bird. It's the Madden Tournament. We got the game hosting. It's the Madden Tournament and live concert. Mickey Rich
okay.
Show putting on the concert part. You know, we got our independent artists, and we got a special guest coming out. So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah,
it's the
absolutely.
All the event. Yeah.
I'll try to hook that up.
Oh, yeah, it's going down. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be live, you know. And like
yeah.
I said, people get a chance to play against the game. So it's going to be crazy. It's the red
okay.
carpet.
Do you play Madden? Do you play any Madden?
What'd you say?
I said, do you play any Madden?
No. I probably will that day. I don't play Madden. Nah. I'll play the other little game. Angry Birds. They're going to have Angry Birds. I said, I'll play that all day long. Blackout. I'll play that.
Yeah, my little brother plays that game all the time.
Oh, yeah, mine too. My brother plays it too. He play against people that's like over there where you at. They be like,
yeah.
Oh, what's your code name? You know? They be putting in code names. I'm like, that's pretty cool, you know? But it's going to be hot. So we definitely got to get you out there and do a live interview, not just on the air, you know?
Okay. Yeah, we'll look into it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Now, is there anything out there that you would like to share with the listeners, any positive words that you want to just share out there with anybody that's trying to get it or trying to make it in the industry?
Yeah, just basically just stay on your grind. Don't let nobody discourage you from doing what you want to do. And if you want to do it, Just make sure you're sure that it's what you want to do and make a plan and execute it to the best of your ability and put God first.
Put him first. That's the key thing.
Absolutely.
You got to put him first in everything you do, and it's going to work out, you know? A lot of times we try to rush things, you know what I'm saying? We try to make things happen, and then you want to say, oh, God bless me. God did this. He allowed
yeah.
things to happen, but that don't mean he did it.
Yeah.
Know? Sometimes
yeah.
we make it
everything
happen.
Happens in due time.
Yeah, exactly. And you just got to be patient. It's coming, you know.
Definitely,
it's coming.
Definitely.
Now,
definitely.
In case anybody wanted to purchase your music or check out your music, where could they go to?
They can look on iTunes. All of the HBK gang music is on there as well. We have a SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/HBK gang. Also, you can go to HBKgang.com. You'll find links to all our mixtapes and projects.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to the HBK gang. We're going to have to get all y'all on, have a follow-up interview, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Most definitely. Oh, maybe see y'all in L.A. But we thank you for coming through, and we definitely got to thank your team for making this happen, you know? Shout out
absolutely.
To your team.
Absolutely.
Making things happen on the Nicki Rich Show.
Shout out to
but,
Nicki. Shout out to you, Nicki Rich.
Go.
Shout out to North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Oh. NC in the building, you know, I'm representing North Carolina and South Carolina. You know my family, everybody from South Carolina listening in too.
Okay. Yeah, most definitely. Shout out to the whole South.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Also, before you go, you know, we got to get that shout out so we can display it in our future shows.
Okay.
You mind doing that? A quick drop for the Nikki Rich Show?
Okay. Yo, it's your boy HBK Skipper. You listening to the Nikki Rich Show?
Yee! Most definitely, all the way from LA. Thank you so, so much. And we welcome you back anytime. If you got any events going on, just let us know. We're here. You know, you feel free to come on because on Fridays, we normally have our open forum where we have people, they come in and freestyle. They do a little bit of everything, and we just have everybody call in. So just let us know. You know, we'll have you as a co-host or something.
Okay, cool. That sounds dope. That sounds dope.
All right. Well, we thank you again, and you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody, you were just listening to HBK Skipper, and you can go follow him on Twitter, HBK Skipper. That's easy. And connect with him, check out his music, support the movement, because that's what it's all about. You got to support these artists out here grinding. And, you know, definitely shout him out. Let him know when Love and Hip Hop New York comes on. Let him know you heard his intro. I mean, he is the voice of the Love and Hip Hop, you know, theme song. So definitely want to check that out and support his movement. You're going to be hearing it a lot if you're watching Love and Hip Hop New York. But right now we're going to go to some more hot new music, and we got one more guest in the building. We got Beejus coming through. Right now we're going to go to Egypt, Throw Away the Keys. All right, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show.
Talking about Kim, turn around, here we go again. Looking like you're mad at me.
All right, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in. We're getting it in tonight. We're getting geared up for our next guest. Y'all got to keep it locked. We're going to go through these phone lines. We're going to check out who is on these lines, and then we're going to get our guest for tonight. Y'all keep it locked. We got Better Grind to Rock Money.
These red bottoms ain't got your whole back.
With the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We live, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I see we got Mississippi in the house. Shout out to Mississippi. I mean, I'm going through these phone lines. Boy, I'm telling you, they got me crying. Everybody got me laughing. Because, I mean, I know I got, you know, I know my accent, and I know I can't talk. But
Everybody got me laughing on these lines, boy. But we're going to go to our special guest tonight, and I'm excited to welcome our next guest. Like I said, we are already on the bus, and with no further ado, we would like to welcome Jesus to the Nicki Rich Show. Welcome.
What's going on, Nicki Rich Show? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Glad to have you in the building.
I'm glad to be here, man. I'm enjoying the show. Y'all doing a good thing.
Yes, we live, man. We got Mississippi in the building listening, and we got so many people tuned in right now. It's crazy. These lines crazy right now. You know, I had to go through the phone lines, and when you get so many, you don't never know who calling in.
Exactly, yeah. Because anybody can call in, so.
Yeah.
I'm already knowing. Yeah. I know exactly what you're going through right now.
Oh, yeah. It's a little crazy over here, though. But we welcome you to the Nicki Rich Show. You know, we're going to get to sit down and chit-chat with you on your project. Man, I see you making major moves out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I try to make every day better than the last.
Most definitely. Now, just in your promo is hot. Now, I like your promo posters and pictures. I like that one where you ain't got no clothes on, but you got some over that little honey over there.
You talking about the FDT cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the cover on my last project that I dropped back in February.
Now, how you come up with that?
Man, so, I mean, you know, I'm like a super random type person. Like, I come up with my song ideas and my album ideas are always, like, kind of at a whim, you know what I'm saying? They're always, like, super random. So before that project, I had done, like, some straight traditional hip-hop type things, which is what I'm grounded in. You know, I'm grounded in doing, like, traditional hip-hop type things. But I've always wanted to do, like, a more turned-up, ratchet-type album, you know? Because that's just, like,
exactly.
I like that type of music,
man.
Too. Like, I like to listen to all types of music. So I like to, to recreate the type of music that I like to make. And so I've always had the plan to do a turned-up, more ratchet-style album, but I just didn't really, like, have an idea for it. And so I was actually doing a radio show promoting the album that came out before that, which was, it was in August of 2011, and the name of that album was In the Mind of Beaches 2. And so I was doing some promo for that. You know, I was on the radio station, and it was like at the very end of the show, and they were like, any more shout-outs or anything you want to say? And I'm like, you know, shout-out to my people, and make sure you go fuck bitches and eat tacos. And it was like the most random shit ever, but we were like fucking rolling, laughing our asses off. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do a project, man, fuck bitches, eat tacos. And that's how that album was made.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. And so for me, I was just like, fuck it. So my producer was over at the house like a couple of days afterwards, and I'm, you know, I'm sitting there chilling, going over some music things, and I'm like, bro, I'm about to do a project, like a more funny style ratchet project called Fuck Bitches Eat Tacos. And right then, he just started laughing. Brought the computer out and started making the beats, and then we started right then and there.
That's crazy.
Hello? Okay.
I'm here. We are.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yo. But I'm going to tell you, your music is so hot. I mean, just
Thank you. All day
I was jamming to it. That's on the real.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's on. You got, I like that. Do it for the ratchet. That beat, just everything goes in. It goes hard.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
The video's nice, too. Video's funny. You know, I like to do, I like to make my music, but I like to make it entertaining. You know, it's like, it's only so much type of music that you can listen to, like, especially hip-hop and videos and stuff that are about the same shit over and over, you know? And a lot of people like looking at that same shit over and over, but I know that there's other people that like to look, you know what I'm saying? They like to just see a different side of it. So my thing, mm-hmm. that's what I want to provide. It's like I'll make the music that I want to make, but that it still will be like kind of similar to the other stuff, but it's just going to be my take on it, you know?
Exactly. Well, we want to go to right now here on the Nicki Rich Show, Do It For The Ratchets. Now, you want to introduce it yourself? I mean,
this is just a remix. This actually is a Joe Moses song. It's an artist from L.A. And I just, got the beat, and I just was like, yeah, I'm just going to do a quick little song, do a video, show niggas that I got the skill to make the music that they make, you feel me? So this is it. This is B, just I'll Do It For The Ratchets remix.
All right. We're going to go to it right now.
Yeah.
I'm a star, maybe in my own right. Two different chicks cooking tacos in the same night. One for lunch, second one for dinner. She American but speaking hella Spanish when I'm in her. She call me Uncle Chino, ooh, I fit the caption. Fuck her to my music, sex songs, I be rapping. Girls with the bodies, even those lacking. Girls with no ass that still try to clap it, they vibrate. Go ahead, girl. Bobbing so hard that she damn near Earl. That's what I like, though. Ratchet chick get real freaky, and the sound of my voice get the pussy hella leaky. Chilling with a thin chick, eating on some thin mint. Say she needs a big dick, so I'm about to send it. Got her in the crowd on the team, waving pennants. And she only call my phone when she needin' a business. Young Oakland, bitch, I throw it up. I ain't gotta stay the West, girl, you know enough. Tonight I'm fucking with these ratchet assholes. Only fucking if they got pretty toes, though. I do it for the ratchet. Look, I'ma do it for the ratchet. When I'ma do it for the ratchet.
Hey, Chris Mix, man, pour me another shot. I ain't done yet.
See, I'ma do it for the bitches that don't give no fuck. Got the classy ratchets, man, that nigga need slugs. Doing hella shit and I don't know her name, but I don't give a fuck, I'ma let my dick hang. Stick it up, drink it like a sippy cup. Sex drive crazy like a rabbit, can't get enough. She call me the thump thumper, rolling thunder. Bam bam until I clam it, you know I'ma jam it. I'll eat it, I'll beat it real rough, I mistreat it. How a nigga do the pussy ain't never been no secret. So deep I touch her soul, now she really believes it. I'ma do it for the ratchet. Yeah, see, I'ma do it for the ratchet.
In this bitch, man. Up in this bitch.
North Carolina,
South Carolina. We doing it for the ratchets, man.
We ratchet tonight.
I'm trying to be, man. You feel me? I have to turn up for a second.
Oh, yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about, what is it? Keep a Sprite.
How can I explain it? You know, I'm a regular dude, you know what I'm saying? I like women, I like vagina, I like having sex, and I'm a thirsty-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas be ashamed of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is when motherfuckers be ashamed of their thirstiness. I'm trying to teach motherfuckers, you ain't really got to be ashamed of your thirstiness, you know? Like, you can be thirsty without being super desperate, you feel me? And I'm a thirsty-ass nigga, and I wear that shit proud. So that song was just to let the chick know, like, I like having sex. I like having good sex. I can give you some good sex. And I'm a thirsty ass nigga, so yeah, what's happening?
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna go to it here on the Nikki Rich Show. Let's get it.
Well, let's get it in.
Sprite. Why are you keeping the spray? I'm about to walk and get me a spray. Downstairs.
Look, I step up in the spot, see some chicks that I fucked, and I see a couple more that I'm fucking right now. And all of them speak and say hi to each other, and my partners be looking like, damn, nigga, wow. Skinny nigga swagging. Never been a player, though. Tell them from the get. They probably think I'm playing, though. But then it's too late. I dick them down. And then they get hooked and keep their sexy ass around. Silly rabbit. Hey, I got some drink up in the cabinet, and she sober, so she asking, can she have it? I said, yeah. Pour me a sip. Pour her a full glass so I can pour some dick. I give it to her good, never let up. My roommates be like, B, tell her shut up. And I be laughing, her head banging on the walls. And she be screaming with dick banging in them drawers. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. Pop the top, then sip it all night. That's my chick, I sip it all night. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. Pop the top, then sip it all night. That's my chick, I sip it all night. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. Well, more like a Coke bottle. Well, no, I like them skinny, Coke model. Well, not that much. I like them short and thin, well, not much butt. Oh, you like them hella thick? Well, more for me. And I fuck them hella good like I'm supposed to be. I leave a feeling in the pussy like a legacy. Sex talk all day until she begged to be. But I'm begging her. See, I'm trying to make her squirt. Fuck the pussy all night until it hurt. Come so much, she don't remember first. In the pussy gripping dick until it burst. And now it's getting sloppy. And when a nigga done, she call me cocky. Well, that's my name. Titanic and King Kong is my claim to fame. Hey. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. Pop the top and sip it all night. That's my chick, I sip it all night. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. Pop the top and sip it all night. That's my chick, I sip it all night. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite.
I be chasing around these silly hoes. Sip it all night. I keep a Sprite, but I keep a Sprite.
A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. Pop the top, then sip it all night. That's my chick, I sip it all night. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. A thirsty nigga, but I keep a Sprite. Pop the top, then sip it all night. That's my chick, I sip it all night.
With the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We live. DJ's in the building.
Hey, hey, hey.
Man, we been getting it in tonight, man. We getting it in for real.
I fuck with it, man. I'm with it. I'm with the movement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, we coming your way next week. We're going to be able to link up, I hope. We're coming to California.
Where at?
I'll be in
LA. When next week?
I'll be there on Thursday, and we're gonna be there for a minute. But on Saturday I'm having an event. It is
okay.
The West Coast Classic, you know?
Oh,
and
I'll hear you tell Skipper about it. It's like the Madden thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I was listening. I'm up on the shit. I'm up on it. I just didn't know where you were having it. So the thing is, I'm actually going to be...
You're going to have it at the Firebird near the LAX.
Okay. Well, see, look, I'm actually going to be in L.A. next weekend. The thing is, I'm taking my daughter to Disneyland. I actually hope she didn't hear me say that because I'm surprised. Uh-huh. But I'm being there. I'm going to be there from Thursday to Saturday.
Okay.
And I leave Saturday night, though, so that's the thing. I'm leaving back. My flight leaves at like 8 or 9 Saturday. So
mm-hmm.
maybe I can find some time to slide through. If not to the event, we could still just link up and build on some business.
Oh, yeah. But we have another event coming up December the 15th.
Okay,
we'll
cool.
be doing the same thing. We got some major announcements to make coming up in regards to that.
Okay, cool.
So I'm coming back to L.A., you know.
Yeah, just keep me posted. You know, L.A. is like 6 hours south of where I'm at.
Well,
I'm
I know.
Up in the Bay, so.
I know. Yeah, I heard.
For sure.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to definitely chop it up, you know, just come over to the West Coast sometime.
Yeah, definitely.
But, almost definitely. Now, what else can we expect from you coming up?
I got some projects in the way. Nothing announced as far as new new projects yet, but I got they in the
mm-hmm.
works. You know what I'm saying? I got some brand new videos that I'm gonna be dropping soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my lifestyle brand is getting ready to do its major debut soon. So we'll be looking for some brand new stuff from DJs in the new year. That's pretty much when I'm getting ready to drop some new stuff. So, yeah. Actually, videos will be coming before the new year. Videos will be, coming in the next month or so. All the other stuff, the new, albums and the whole lifestyle brand kickoff will be happening after January 2013.
That's real. You know, you got to keep us locked in so we can feature on our site and also get the word out. You know, and get the word out about it. And, you know, you got to come back. Let us know what's going on and keep us updated.
I sure will.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, before you go, you definitely got to let everybody know how they can contact you, how they can check out the music, and just find out more about you and what's going on.
Well, first and foremost, you can check the website out, which is bejus.com, which is spelled BEEJUS.com.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you can just Google my artist name, and all that shit will pop up. Everything is Bejus, you know what I'm saying? It's Twitter is Bejus.
Okay.
Facebook is Bejus. If it's not Bejus, it's Bejus Music.
Mm-hmm.
Just Google the Bejus name on YouTube and everything will pop up for you. It's all easier for you. Mm-hmm. And also go to livingfreespirit.com. That's the website for my lifestyle brand. It's a blog right now. We're just kind of blogging some things just as a placeholder until we do the full kickoff, but yeah.
That's real right there. That is hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got to get you to do that drop for us right now, if you can. Let everybody know who you are. Shout out the Nicki Rich Show, and we'll play it in our future shows.
For sure. What's up, world? You're listening to your brother Bejus, live on air right now with the Nicki Rich Show. Tune in, stay tuned in, and live free. Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We thank you so, so much for taking out your time on a Friday night,
you know,
to just spend time with us and let us get to know a little bit more about you. But we thank you again.
It's all good. I appreciate your time, and shout out to you for having me. And I will support you in anything you do, so just let me know. Keep me in the loop of everything.
Most definitely. And just so you know that this episode will be on iTunes for free. We got our own podcast, The Nicki Rich Show. So you can go and download it.
For sure.
All right. Much love to you. Thank you so much. That's it. Everybody, you were just listening to Bejus, and you gotta go follow him and check out some more of his music.
You can follow myself at Miss Nikki Rich. You can also follow Miss Nikki Rich Show on Twitter as well. You also can go ahead and check us out, NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. And I definitely got to get a shout-out to my girl, Inga Carol Harden. She is representing, man. She has a salon in Florence, Alabama, and she has Inga's Lashes and More Salon. So we got to give a shout-out to Inga out there listening in to the Nikki Rich Show. We love her. And guess what? The salon, they will be coming next week. And we're excited about it, you know. And we're going to get it in. I'm pumped. I'm ready. And I know Inga's ready, too, because we've been getting geared up for this. I mean, because we got a chance to speak with her last week. And so we're going to continue to, you know, chop it up with her. And we also want to let everybody know that you can, anytime, be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. Just send us your information. And we do ask that you first check out the Nikki Rich Show before asking to get on the Nikki Rich Show. And, you know, that will eliminate some of the questions that you might have. So we got to first, you know, make sure if you are a good fit for the Nikki Rich Show, if it's something that you want to be a part of, because you might not even want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. So be sure and check us out. Don't just say, how can I get on your show? Go listen to it. See if it's something that you want to be a part of, because that's really important, you know. And just don't be like, okay, well, what's your show about? Can I be on it? So definitely go check it out. And we also definitely want to shout out all the listeners that tune in. We have so many supportive people. Definitely shout out Social Therapy Magazine for showing love. And if there's anybody out there that wants to get featured in Social Therapy Magazine, you can add Social Therapy Magazine on Facebook. So they're on Facebook as well as Twitter, and you can just Google Social Therapy Magazine. And, you know, we definitely want to thank Dupree Shamir for just showing love, you know, to the Nikki Rich Show, always, always. And definitely support his movement and everything he does, because he is the CEO, you know, so definitely want to show support with him and his movement. And I think he also featured in the Nikki Rich Show in the magazine as well. If there's any artist that's out there that you want to be a part of this major magazine, all you got to do is go in and, you know, add them on Facebook, Google, you know, search the social networking site. And we would like to thank everybody for all their support of the Nikki Rich Show. We're just truly blessed. This upcoming Monday, we got Stephen Jackson going to be in the building. Stephen Jackson of the San Antonio Spurs, he will be in the building. We'll be playing new music from him and Kevin Durant. So you got to stay tuned. It's going to be crazy. You never know who's going to call in. It's going to be live. It's going to be all the way live, for real. You can also check us out. We're going to be live all next week. We're going to L.A. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Going to L.A. And definitely stay tuned for that. We will be interviewing Snoop Dogg's mom. And she goes by the name of Evangelist Beverlyn Gratis Green. We also will be interviewing Lonzo. And you might know him from the Wrecking Crew. We also will be heading to West Hollywood. We're going to the Prince that is by the shop with Chris Tett. So it's going to be crazy. So definitely, definitely check us out. Show that love. You know, we're going to get it in. And tonight, you know, it's about to be live as well, because I'm going to be live. We're going to the strip club tonight. I guess I'm be one of the special guests out there, so I'm gonna go support my peeps that's having the party. So I'm gonna have fun tonight. And just show love to everybody that's you know, tuned in and that supports the Nicki Rich Show all the time. And definitely want to shout out Rico Smith of Mad Paper. Say much love to him, doing big things. So much love to everybody, you know. So we just want to continue to support the movement. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. You didn't have to, but you are, to the Nicki Rich Show. Much love. And we're winding things down here tonight. And as I always say, we end by saying we wish you all the best, much love, and success. We end by saying God bless. And this is Bellanae. Hi,
everyone. My name is Bellanae. I'm addicted to being absolutely fabulous. I don't have a job because I'm too fly for that shit. What's your excuse? Starting up trouble, riding around, looking pretty. I'm my own damn fabulous crew, rolling with me in the top down. Beats loud, open for the streets now. Everyone knows that we're here and finish that hit. Down, 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 down. It's just forgetful zone. Frown, 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 frown. Yeah, yeah, because we're certified rock stars. Rosé by the cases. Our life is a movie title. Absolutely fabulous. Night on the town. Turned up, crank it up. To the max. Got my feet lit way, 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 way back. To the back, kick my feet up to relax. Show me my looks, babe. Because we're absolutely fabulous. Right for our day job. Hate to see it scandalous. S.O. fabulous. I'm absolutely
on the internet, the Nicki Rich Show.